thank you for your all's continued leadership in our church and in our community, and we are grateful for all of the things that you do and the opportunities you afford us to minister beyond our walls. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 8 through 12. We're continuing our sermon series that we started last week, Who Said That? And we've been looking at those people who proclaim Jesus as Lord, as King, those who were aware of who he really was and those maybe who weren't. And if you remember last week, we looked at Pilate and we considered how the Holy Spirit worked through him. And today we want to consider the women who came to the tomb. We've heard of several women throughout Scripture who have been leaders, and we are grateful for their service, and we want to continue to be mindful of those who recognized and brought the Easter message to us. So with that being said, let us hear now from Luke chapter 24, verses 8 through 12. Then they remembered his words. When they returned from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. Their words struck the apostles as nonsense, and they didn't believe the women. But Peter ran to the tomb. When he bent over to look inside, he saw only the linen cloth. Then he returned home, wondering what had happened. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for this day, for your love and your grace, for the reading and the hearing of this, your word. We pray that you would be with the words you have given me. May they be yours and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to understand. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call upon us. And we ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. Today we meet the women who came to the tomb early in the morning on the first day of the week. We have this telling in all of the Gospels. Here in Luke, we have naming of three of them specifically, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. And we're also told that there are other women with them. And we don't know how many, but there they are. And they come to this tomb. And after the angel tells them what has happened, we see that these women do something kind of unique. They remember. Now, we know throughout Scripture this call to remember is God's constant call to us. Remember, remember, remember. I undoubtedly believe that when they hear the words of the angel, they remember Jesus' ministry among them. They remember the words Jesus spoke as he told them and the 11 and the other apostles and disciples with them, that he would die and he would rise again. And they remember. This remembering causes them to go then and share with the 11 what they had seen and heard. And what happens with those 11, those leaders of the church? They don't remember. Typical men. They don't remember. Instead, they believe this to be nonsense. They don't even believe what the women have said. They don't even believe it to be true. In fact, we see Peter in verse 12 running to the tomb. And after he sees all of this, he returns home. Does he return home remembering? No. He returns home wondering. He has heard this message. He has seen that the tomb is empty, and he does not remember. But he wonders. What could have happened? Today we remember the faith of these women. We look to them as examples of the faith. We see how they were turned around and how their lives were changed. Their faith is indeed what brought them to the tomb early that morning. And we have to ask ourselves, where are the 11? Why haven't they come to the tomb? Why is it just these women who have come? The women have kept the faith, while the 11 hide in fear. We remember the 11, the apostles told Jesus they were prepared to go and die with him. And now we see them hiding in fear. hiding for dear life. The testimony of these women is the reason that we know Jesus rose from the grave at all. They are the ones to proclaim the first Easter message to a group of people who didn't believe them. I think if it were left up to the 11, we may still not know what happened to Jesus. These women proclaimed that Easter message. Luke names only three women in this passage. We have some of the other Gospels naming some other ladies that were there, but Luke only names three. And their names and their designations, the titles that they kind of have, are unique, and they are insightful to us. I'm always curious about the names of people in Scripture, and I have been just as curious with these. And I think the names that they have and the meanings of those names give us insight into who they are and who we should seek to be as followers of Jesus. Mary means strong, and it's a form of the word and name Miriam, which we mentioned earlier. And we know, of course, Miriam's accolades and the things that she did as she broke out in celebration and helped to lead Israel for a time. Joanna means God-given. And James, Mary is the mother of James. We know the name James means following after, and it's the Greek form of the name Jacob. And so with these names in mind, strong, God-given, and following after, I commend us all today to be strong, knowing that we follow after our God-given Savior. And may we, like these women, share the good news with those that we encounter, regardless of how they will receive it. Because we know some will hear, some will think what we say is nonsense, others may go and try to find proof of what we have said, but we know that we share because the Holy Spirit prompts us to share. We know that the work we do is the working of the Holy Spirit through us. And by the examples of these women and the many countless others that we have mentioned today, we know that the Spirit continues to move and work. May we be receptive to that, and may we go where the Spirit calls us to go. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, for your love and your grace, for the opportunity to celebrate our leaders and those who have gone before us. Remind us this day and always of all that you have done and all that you continue to do in our midst. Lord, we thank you this day for the invitation to your table that has been set before us. We pray that as we come to this table, as we participate in the sacrament of Holy Communion, that we may be reminded, that we may remember, as these women remember, your death, your resurrection, and your call to everlasting.